in Acts chapter 10, from verse 1 to 4 and verse 30, we saw a man who does not have the right to participate in the commonwealth of Israel. His name was Cornelius. But he knew prayer and fasting and giving of alms. The Bible said in verse 30, as he fasted, he said, an angel appeared to him and said to him, go and call Peter. He will come and tell you the word of this life. If a man begins to fast, the heavens over him opens. Daniel chapter 9, Daniel chapter 10. The man said in verse 2, Daniel 9, I understood by books the years of captivity of Israel. But even though he had understanding, he didn't have the power until he went on 21 days fast. The moment he was done fasting, the Bible said Gabriel appeared. The moment a man begins to fast, his heavens begin to open. The reason some people walk as if they are walking under closed heavens is because their appetites are too bogus. Trim your appetites through fasting and see the heavens open to you. Who told you it's everything about your destiny you should pay for? Do you know the worth of your destiny? Who told you you can pay for it? The Bible said your sons and your daughters will come from afar. It says strangers, people you have no connection with, it said they will stand to build your walls. And so the greatest thing about your life is even strangers that will sponsor it. But it will take a kind of power to make it happen. And that power is fasting. Find people who have periodic encounters, who hear the voice of God casually. They put their appetites in check. When a man doesn't control appetite, God will be far from him. He has God on his inside, but he will not be real to him. Number 4, what is the benefit of fasting? Fasting creates atmospheres of intervention. I was telling my people here, I said, don't be pessimistic about life. It's not only bad things that happen to people. Good things also happen to people. If you lose money, you should also pick money. All the time they say, I lost this money, I lost that. How many times have you picked money? If you don't pick money, then you are not permitted to lose money. Because it's not only bad things that happen. Good things also happen. They kicked you out of the door when would doors open on their own accord. You will need an atmosphere to control and to command that level of power. The moment Daniel started fasting, like I quoted, the Bible said Angel Gabriel appeared and he told him, I was made to fly swiftly. That means the angel was a bit reluctant. Something compelled him to function even faster. When you create that atmosphere, anything is possible. In Acts 13 verse 1 and 2, it said, when the elders of the church in Antioch prayed and fasted and ministered to the Lord, it said, suddenly the Holy Ghost said. That atmosphere is an atmosphere of possibilities. Fasting is not a church activity. Fast on your job. Fast in your office. And if you are the boss, get your workers to fast. If you want unexplainable but undeniable things to happen there. Some people think it's only when we gather in church we fast. Who told you that? Is it only in church miracles take place? You need more miracles in the world than you need in the church. And so if you want interventions, supernatural interventions on that job, better include fasting. Get your workers to fast. If it's a church-based organization, better. Pray in the office. Fast in the office. It's only Christians that think Christianity is an ancient religion that is meant only for church. Enter an Indian restaurant. The first thing you will see is the God. If you don't want to eat, go. And it's not only in India. Go to the UK, find them there. Their God is the first thing they travel with. People travel with their God. But you find a Christian, he's too educated and elitist for God. He comes to the office, he's speaking, hello, hello. Then demons will slap them off the seat. He wake up and say, I have headache, it's not finishing. Why will he finish? He wakes up, he says, stroke, I don't know why I can't bend my back. How can you bend your back when you left your God in church? A Muslim guy, somebody was telling me, he went to see a top director in this country on a Friday. He came with international delegates to conclude a government project and program. The Alhaji told them, please wait, it's time for prayer. He carried his mat, put on one side of his office, and started praying. They waited until he finished praying. When he finished, they said, sorry. He is surprised if you don't know that he should do it. And he will be surprised if you are offended. He can cancel that thing and say, go to hell. But a Christian, his God will always wait. And that's why when the devil comes, usually he comes when his God is waiting. And his doors are porous for attacks and destruction. Fasting is not church activity. It's part of church activity, but it's a lifestyle. Because you will need daily interventions. And so when you are fasting, be conscious of intervention. He said, the Lord shall be a wall of fire around you. He said, angels shall encompass around you. So when you start fasting, these things should become aware and realities to your spirit. When things want to happen with you, tell yourself, no, I'm an impregnable fortress. Because when I was fasting, it was not a religious activity. I was creating a wall of fire around myself. Things don't happen to me. I make things happen. When we talk like that, it's because of what we are doing. Number 5, fasting is an activator of ordinations. Every time people begin to fast, dimensions of their ordinations begin to wake up. Your ordination will be dormant until you fast. In Matthew 4 verse 1 and 2, the Bible said, the Holy Ghost drove Jesus to the wilderness to be tempted. And he said, Jesus fasted and prayed for 40 days. The moment he returned, his ordination was activated. He entered the temple and began to preach the gospel immediately. In Acts 13 verse 1 and 2, as they fasted and ministered to the Lord, the Holy Ghost says, separate unto me, Paul and Barnabas. Many believers come to tell you, what is my calling? The question is not what is my calling, is should I fast? Because if you are fasting, you won't ask somebody about your calling. Your ordination will not be awoken until fasting becomes your lifestyle. And don't make a man, another man gives you a destiny that was not written for you. Because men have programs, men have projects, men have institutions. You must be aware of your ordination first. If it's God leading you to work with someone, that's beautiful. It's God leading you. But if you don't know your ordination, don't be tied to something when there is a calling for you. It will take fasting to be aware of it. So you don't live through life and not even scratch your destiny. Because there are many persons who are not aware why they came here. And the reason they are not aware is because fasting is not part of their daily menu. They eat everything at every time. Somebody wakes up in the morning around 7:30, he's already yawning. He starts with granite, he enters chim chim. He takes tea, he now takes akara. Are you an eater? By 12 o'clock, he has eaten 3 times. He just took indomie at home, he gets to work, he takes tea. Before you know what is happening, there's light refreshment. This is how they'll be doing their hands. They'll be putting food in their mouth stylishly. Are you a glutton? Will you eat your destiny? Twelve o'clock, you've eaten 3 times. And you want to fulfill destiny. You want to affect your generation. You. How many serious people will commit themselves to you? You think, I'm working with you. I walk into your office by 10, you are eating. I come another time, you are eating. You will still see me there. You are not going anywhere. Go and look for a food contest. That's where your destiny is. Ask those who walk around me, they know. And those I travel to minister for, they know. Sometimes I go to a place to preach. I eat only 2 times in 4 days. Did I come here to feast? When I went to Pakistan, I was there for 7 days. I ate less than 6 times. The guy looked at me and said, what do you eat? Is the food not good? I said, don't worry. This stomach is locked. I came to the Middle East. I come to an Asian continent to contend with the forces of Islam. And then I will say, wow, what kind of food is this? Wow, this is a good meal. How do you prepare it? Am I a chef? Fasting triggers revival. If you are not fasting, your spiritual life will be up and down, up and down, up and down. Find a man who is constantly on fire. He has won the battle over food. He has conquered his appetite. Nothing kills the move of the spirit in a man's soul like his subscription to his appetite. You want to stay on fire for God, you must rule over your appetite. If you have not mastered your appetite, you cannot keep the fire of God. Every time there's a revival, men turn to God through fasting. Daniel 9 verse 3, Joel 2 verse 12. It's not possible to have revival without fasting. When God breaks upon a people, find out they've humbled themselves through fasting. And so instead of pursuing people and say, give me your fire, go and excavate yours on the altar of fasting. Because anything given to you can be taken, but anything you discover is yours forever. Nobody can take it away from you. I'm not on fire just because hands were laid on me. I have given myself to certain things. Pastor Victor knows, anytime my spirit is going down, there's a 14 days prescription I have. I pray every 1 hour in every 3 hours. 6 to 7, 9 to 10, 12 to 1, 3 to 4, 6 to 7. I maintain that schedule for 14 days and I read the New Testament with fasting and prayer. If I do that, oh my God, no matter how dead my battery is, it comes alive. Because one of the ways of setting yourself on fire is to engage consistently the altar of fasting. If you fast long enough, you will notice even the world will become noisy to you. Fast for 7 days and come out of your house and find out if you want to go to the studio to watch football. Even the football will become noisy. Sometimes you fast until even the atmosphere, you can censor it. The air is passing. You can pick every air that touches your body. Your sensitivity is that strong. There's a time I fast. If I exceed 21 days, even if I'm lying down sleeping, if somebody is at the door, I can wake up and tell you, Nathaniel is at the door. You can really read everything happening around you. You become like a radar. How can the devil take you unawares? If you are that revived, if you are that sensitive, it's impossible. Before anything happens, you arrest it in the heavenlies. You bind it there. It doesn't come to the earth realm. Christians are lukewarm because they've given themselves to everything that their appetites deserve or desire. That's why they cannot see the weight and the power of their destiny.